Thanks, Rob. Kevin, thank you for coming this afternoon, everybody, and what has been a somewhat unprecedented day in our community and our organization. Earlier this afternoon, I participated in a NHL Board of Governors meeting where, as I think you all now know, it was decided to pause play of all scheduled games, effective immediately. I also participated in a American Hockey League Board of Governors meeting just a short while ago where the same course of action was agreed upon. While there is a strong desire to resume play when and if possible, we have already begun to address what these very necessary decisions mean for our teams, our arena, our employees, and our fans who watch games at Bell MTS Place. And while information is still coming in, I can share with you that I've asked the Winnipeg Jets to return to Winnipeg from Alberta, and they're en route as we speak. The Moose will return home from Milwaukee later this evening. As well, ensuring that our venue remains a safe and sanitary place to work, we are in regular communication with our 300 full-time and 1,200 part-time employees on what will come next and when. While the news of postponing the season is only a few hours old, we are also committed to working with and communicating to our stakeholders as things continue to evolve by the hour. And I would just close by saying, on behalf of everyone at True North and the Winnipeg Jets and the Manitoba Moose, I just would like to thank everybody and our fans for their patience as we continue to navigate this rapidly shifting landscape together. And Kevin and I would be happy to take your questions.
Mark, when did you first get the sense this could get serious?
I got the sense of it, I would say, probably, I don't know if there's an exact day, but over a week ago, we were asked to start thinking about contingency plans for the Jets, and which necessarily involved the Moose. So there were ideas starting to be asked to be considered, including the possibility of playing in an empty building, the possibility of the season pausing and sliding and resuming, and so that I would say it would be approximately a week ago was when those ideas were really started to surface.
How difficult was that decision at the Board of Governors?
Wasn't difficult at all. No, it was. Both league meetings were very brief. There were a few questions, you know, understandably, just about logistics, what this all means. And frankly, there's still a great deal of work to do, to sort those details out on such short notice. So the league is committed to getting more and more information to us in a short period of time. We expect we're going to continue to learn more and know more with each passing hour.
How much of a priority is awarding the Stanley Cup this season?
I don't know the answer to that. I think there's only one other time where it wasn't awarded. I think if I'm not mistaken, it was the Spanish flu in 1918, and perhaps the year that there was no play at all. So I think it's important, but I don't think it's, you know, I think it would absolutely yield to to the greater issues that we're all facing here.
So what are the contingency plans for best case and worst case scenario for that?
They have not been developed. They really haven't. I think, they're just really raw ideas that are being bantered around right now, because I don't think anybody understands the time frame that we're dealing with. So it's really very difficult to speculate on, whether it'll be an abbreviated season or what a playoff format would look like. I really think, when I talked to the commissioner last week, it was day to day, and then a few days later, it literally became hour to hour, and it's been that way for a few days now. And I think that's the situation that we all find ourselves in.
What will the players do for the next little while? Coaches, players?
To be determined. But right now, the players asked to to head home once they land and wait further instruction.
Home here.
Yes, home here. Yeah, to return to their homes and wait
will,
for.
Will they be paid?
Yes, they will.
Mark, from a hockey side, have any of your players or any of your personnel shown any illness at all, or is there any risk about anyone having to be quarantined or isolated?
No, there has not. I mean, there's been some flu go through the team, but nothing that that appears to have been, or frankly, it was quite some time ago. So no, we're not aware of anybody in our group that is showing any symptoms right now. So I guess, that all remains to be seen, but so far so good.
Mark, your club has been on a bit of a roll, obviously, lately, and you're pushing for a playoff spot. But reality is that this is a social issue, a community issue. And when did you guys, you said at the Board of Governors meeting there was no dissension at all, it was just the right thing to do. Did you get a sense of that even a few days ago that everybody was going to be on board? It didn't matter where you were in the standings.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to a lot of my colleagues, but the ones I did pretty much shared the same views. We were in communication with Edmonton last night during the game, and it was more just questioning or wondering what was going to go down, and they were clearly of the same mind. I as you point out, I mean, I'm really proud of the way our team's played this year. I was saying to the guys before we came in here, it's been a really unique year for us, and I can't remember one like it. And I'm just been extremely proud of how Paul and Kevin and Blake have led this organization all year long. And it's really regrettable if we're here today, but these are much, much larger issues. And I would say that it's not only just talking to other. To other people from other teams, like the feelings run the same right through our group. Our players feel very much the same way they're the ones that are literally out there sort of giving themselves 82 times a year. It's particularly difficult, I think, for those guys to have come this far, and to now be told that they got to pause play. But they get it. I talked to Blake this morning, and he gets it. He completely understands. And they're human beings that have families and children and parents, and they're all far more interested in the greater issues that we're all facing than playing hockey right now.
And as far as knowing if it's going to be a 68 or a 72 game season, or you play all 82, and so much of that is so dependent on where this virus goes, right?
Right.
There's no way to sit down as a Board of Governors and say, let's get going again on April 1st.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's one thing, there's lots of things we agreed on, but one for sure is that none of us are infectious disease experts, and we really have to, yield to the science and wait and see how that, reveals itself before we can even begin to speculate on how soon we can get back and how many games we can play.
Are you testing players or staff, or only if they show some symptoms?
We are. You know what? I'm glad you asked that, because one of the resources that has been really, really helpful to us in the last, just today even, but and particularly today, people at from the Regional Health Authority and Manitoba Health have been really responsive to those kinds of questions on testing, et cetera. Our players have not been tested yet. I assumed, again, out of my ignorance, that that's something you just automatically do. There's a very valid case that was our explanation that I got from sort of the leader of this area in our province, saying that proactive testing isn't necessarily the right thing to do, and I hadn't even thought of that, right? Because, and I won't go into all that or try to explain it, because I'll do a terrible job of it, but really what we're told is you test when the symptoms start to present, and so that's what we'll do. We'll follow the same protocols that Manitoba Health is asking all the citizens of this province to follow.
Okay, folks, we got time for two more questions.
Okay. What do you say to fans then who've paid for tickets that likely those games won't happen?
Well, if those games don't happen, we'll refund their money, obviously. In the meantime, we'd ask that they hang in there with us, and in the hopes that those games do get played.
Did the Board of Governors have a kind of a drop-dead date to be playing hockey?
No, they did not. No.
Can you see it going well into the summer then, if it has to?
I can tell you that, I could see it going into July. I mean, we've supplied July dates to the league, and all the teams have, so that's not inconceivable.